Welcome to the Voices of Marketing Podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. Today on the show, I have Mark Harry. He's here on the show today to talk a lot about local SEO. He's basically someone who's been in the game for a while. He's runs a website called SEOgame.com. And we're basically going to kind of go into local search optimization and talk about Mark's story for getting started. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, how are you? John, it's good to be with you today.
Yeah, no problem. So do you kind of want to, talk a little bit about how you got started with SEO and online marketing?
Absolutely. Well, I started in 1994 just kind of getting familiar with an email address, and then later on they dubbed me as the guy that could build the college a website. And they wanted to be on the Yahoo list, which was, that was all it was at that time. Yahoo was a list. And started working with companies like my own school, getting a website built. And then I realized they needed to recruit. And then in my small city, there were real estates and there were a lot of tourism. And I just started building websites and getting everybody. And I found all my competition was in my own neighborhood because they were all competing with each other. So that's how I learned about SEO back then. It was a thriving industry then. And it's just stuck with me that in the last 10 years, I knew the competition was getting stronger. The name SEO is an acronym for search engine optimization. And I like to be considered now more as a digital educational expert, somebody who can get people digital marketing needs met, find pain, fill it, and solve people's problems with the local SEO, because I belong to so many networks. I just came here from a networking meeting, local business owners. We met at a grocery store in the back room. I was with a dentist. I was with a couple of financial advisors. And they all want to get their own little websites on the first page of Google. So local SEO is developed, and we have a geo-targeted format right now with Google because of the letter A, letter B, the Google Place listings, and the local map. And a lot of people can just shift it around a little bit, make sure they're citing everything correctly, and get their rankings right back to first page of Google. And this happens over and over and over in my chapters I belong to that are all just local business owners, like Business Network International group that I meet with 40 members of local people. This morning I met with them, and I love being able to help them. And they don't hire me. I help them. They help me with referrals and leads. And I benefit from those second-tier, third-tier relationships I have with my clients. So I have currently about 50 active clients. They all started with my model of performance-based search engine optimization, which I'll put my resources to get first-page rankings. It'll take 30 or 60 hours worth of work, 30 days, 60 days, but you don't pay until you're satisfied. So I have a different model. I'm not here today, John, to talk to you about what a website could do and how, if you, I get you on the first page of Google, how you're going to be a millionaire overnight. That's left over for the other companies that kind of want to sell the boutique kind of a service. They'll disguise SEO with pay-per-click, with social media, with web design, and everything else that they do related to email marketing and trade, just branding awareness and what a full digital marketing agency or boutique should provide. But I'm here to just talk about ranking specifically, because that's what I'm obsessed about. And when my client's obsessed about those keywords that they haven't been on the first page of Google ever, and they keep visualizing their clients on, and they don't see their website on, they're the ones losing sleep. And I'm the one who provide and fill their, find their pain and then basically solve it for them.
Sure, sure. So, I mean, do you want to talk a little bit about obviously, let's say a lot of these people, obviously, they're just local businesses. They could be like dentists or, anyone that's really running a local business. They want to get into these local search results. They want to be on the first page. Do you want to talk a little bit about like your strategy, what's really working today, and what are some of the things that you're doing to, help these local business owners?
Sure. Well, the dentist and the lawyer have two different types of budgets and resources available. The lawyer client that I just picked up, he already is sitting on 5 or 10 domains. He's probably been told that the strategy for him in the day was to have a domain for every aspect of his profession, such as personal injury, criminal law, DUI, family law. And he's been told that you have to have a website for each one of those categories. Well, today those strategies don't work for him because of the latest changes with the algorithm of Google's update. And he's not playing the game with a local listing on a Google Places where you get one listing per, they really like one listing per website. Unless you're in another city and you can really distinguish yourself different in that other city, you should really only have one website covering multiple cities as long as you can put each address on the homepage. The keystone to every business's success, whether you're a plastic surgeon in an area, going for competitive keywords, or a lawyer in the area, or a real estate agent, where these pay-per-clicks could add up. Pay-per-click could easily be in that $30, $80, $100 a click now.
Right.
So SEO still makes a lot of sense because I could get them on the first page of Google and they're not paying $100 a click, which could easily hit a budget pretty quickly because it's usually their competitors clicking those. So a strategy for anybody is going to be in the Google Places local listing with the map. And if the citation link there that you build is up to par and the same as your website, so you have matching NAP, name, address, phone number, and website, and the address of the phone number and the website are all the same on the website, and you're not trying to trick anything with extra domains and extra phone numbers for tracking, that's really the strategy. Be conservative, be consistent, and just making sure you just stick to those guidelines and the platform that Google sets up, you have a success formula for getting on the first page without even having to hire anyone for SEO. I hope that you can hire me because I know I can do it in a quick turnaround, and then I have a 90-day strategy. But, you know, that's something I'm not here to sell. I'm just trying to educate. And digital marketer experts like to educate mostly. And I don't call myself an expert. I just like to be able to see somebody come up and say, I did what you said you were supposed to do. I focused on reviews. I focused on my Chamber of Commerce listing. I focused on all these things that are important to me. And by just doing that the way you said it, by the reviews and my commerce listing and everything else, I'm getting my own website ranked. And I hear that all the time because I meet with people weekly at a BNI meeting who are always saying, I did what you said and it's paid off. And all I do is meet with them because we meet once a week. So
I
challenge anyone to, you know, give me a call. We have some notes down here that go along with the PDF of building citation links and what is a Google Place listing. And the PDF's really interactive. It's got links to click and you can really learn a lot from that.
So, I mean, really to start out, you're kind of getting these people set up so that Google's recognizing them as a business listing.
Absolutely. If they're not set up correctly, they're not playing in the game that Google right now, geo-targeting keywords. For instance, the change that's happened a year ago or so, you couldn't be a dentist in a particular big city or any city and actually be found in your location because dentists in a small city really care about that city. No matter what kind of dentist you are, they have 15, 20 dentists in that city, and they all want to be letter A. They want to be found when people type in dental care, dentist. These are generic keywords. And so this is the way you do it through Google Places, and people can get that really easy right now.
Sure. So, I mean, other than that, I mean, are you doing any, like, advanced strategies with some of these folks? Like, you know, beyond, so they've got themselves listed in places, you know, now they're showing up. You know, if somebody types in dentist in XYZ town, you know, now they're going to see the listing and they're going to be able to see them. You know, Google is going to list them with their address right in search results. And then you can see that map up in the top right, which is, I'm assuming, what, you know, that's that basic setup. But from then on out, like, what are some things, you know, let's say they're sitting at the bottom of 10 other people that are also in those rankings. What are some next steps that they could take to start moving them up?
Well, first of all, you want to create an authorship with your Google Plus account into your Google Webmaster Tools account. You want two listings if you really can get it. You want to be number one or two above the Google Places. And if you can do that, you can get a picture. And that's through basically claiming authorship. And that's really fun. because that has two listings now. And so now, instead of just finding yourself one place in that little upper right corner, or even listed embedded into the 1, 2, 3 Google places, for 15, 16, to 17. Sometimes there's about 17 listings on the first page. I would say authorship, who's going to click on an ad if you're in Google Places and it's just generic and boring and static? You want to create what's called rich snippets, which gets those stars listings. So sure. How many reviews? And the more reviews is better. So obviously we want to focus on reviews, and there's a, you want everybody to give you a review. Everybody who works for you should be giving you a review. Every acquaintance and networking relationship and partner and family member should be giving you a review. And all your clients are happy ones. Then you try and get rid of, and it's always reputation on that part. But you, the what's working overtime is the competition, and they understand that they keep focusing on reviews. So it's a culture change for any business now who wants that traffic, who somebody's typing dentist, or maybe it's dentist Denver or dentist lots, you know, it's a competitive city. Now, the more competitive you get, the more they'll need to hire somebody on. And hopefully they can get benefits by having their, you know, social media games up to speed. I work everything with mainly Web 2.0 properties to give SEO pushes. But I also play with a platform that Google's giving us to make sure there's rich snippets. Rich snippets are, that, again, authorship, owning, having your logo from your Google Plus account, register and associate and show up with your Google Places account. And people just don't understand that there's a Google Places, and then there's a Google Plus, and then there's a Google Plus company. And you have to use all of them. You have to know how to use them.
Yeah, I know authorship, like I have authorship set up, and that really helps, like, any articles that I do happen to rank really stand out.
Oh, where it really will stand out if you're an e-commerce site. And this is breaking away from just talking about local, but a lot of people have e-commerce and they want all the bells and whistles. And so e-commerce, you better have what's called structured data, schema, and rich snippets is the simple way. And that allows you to input the data. There's like 20, there's a lot of categories you can choose from ratings. And so you realize that it helps with blog. And you can put those, if you have a good WordPress blog, you can download the plugins, and you can get the, for Magento sites, for e-commerce, you can do the extensions is what they call it. So make sure you're getting those set up correctly and do it through your website internally instead of not work around. But you could also hire Fiverr gigs. There's a lot of people out there on Fiverr that will get that up to speed for you.
Sure, and that's pretty good, easy, good way. Yeah, I know there's a ton of stuff on Fiverr for SEO. Obviously, you can pretty much find anything on Fiverr, but yeah, so I mean that really sounds like the basics. I mean, it's basically getting yourself listed in the local listings, and then someone getting set up with authorship, which is, should really be a given if you're going to be doing anything with Google and you want to show up better in the organic search, you know, pages. And then it sounds like the next step would be for them to have people, if they're doing anything that comes down to using reviews or anything that involves like prices, products would be using the schema. .org markup, the rich snippets.
Yeah, absolutely. And when what you mentioned is absolutely 100% correct. But the average person doesn't know what rich snippets or schema. Some of them just want that little logo of them to show up like their competitor does. I want to get my picture up there. How do you do that? And so that's what we're talking about for folks that are, you know, wanting to get all that. Because once you start showing to Google that you're willing to do what is to get a more better, and Google's focus, besides being not evil, I'm just kidding on that. But Google's real focus is to have the best experience each time somebody's using their search. And they emphasize that all the time. And so they'll list guidelines of what you need to do to get yourself ranked high. A lot of times you can read that and just skip down the you know, we'll go down the path of least resistance and forget about that. And the competition's, again, working overtime to try and get that. And hey, you know what? If you can get the best of your search and your ranking page look, and you get that look on the first page of Google, and you have extensions going on, and you have star reviews and your logo, And some people don't take advantage of all the assets they have. They'll hire maybe an SEO company, and they'll let them do all this stuff for them, and the SEO company doesn't care about a lot of it. They just try and get them to the first page of rankings. The owner of a website should be really in the driver's seat. They don't hire an SEO company, first of all, and then allow these other SEO companies to like take the key. They're basically taking the key. If you leave an SEO company alone, they'll take the keys to owning up to a Google Plus account and just will never share that data or information with the owner, and never train them, never educate them, and never work with them as a partnership relationship. They'll never tell them they have to get a company web, you know, fan page in Facebook, or they'll never explain the benefits of a LinkedIn profile for their company and have everyone tie into it. They'll never talk to them about a Pinterest company page, or they'll never talk to them about getting everything that they should be owning up to and talking about. See, I put it in perspective to an arch. What's really neat about Google Places is it's really the keystone to your success as a business owner. So if you're a dentist, you want to be focusing on all the things that you should be focusing on, such as your linking and your reviews. But on the left side of the arch, and an arch is made with wedges pushing at each other to hold it in place with the keystone up in the top. And on the left side is your SEO company. And what they're focusing on is doing some good SEO that's not going to get you in trouble and allow a stable and strong. So once that arch is strong and you can drive a semi-truck right on top of it with pathways that you can build, you don't need to keep an SEO around. You're done. You're always going to be on top if you just focus on the things and the principles that you've been taught and educated with. And so I believe in that method of teaching and educating as a digital marketer, but as an SEO, I still think it's live, I've been going to SEO conferences since 1999 down with Googleplex, and they've been saying that Google SEO is dead back then. So anyone says it now, I still just take it like, well, my clients keep coming because they need to be found on the first page of Google, and the ones that need it are the ones that have been burned by a company that possibly took them down the wrong road. When I bought a house not too long ago, this was an interesting story. I wanted a landscaped yard, and instead what I ended up getting was a broken deck. I never got my yard. I had money for a yard, but somehow I got somebody who was going to just outsource all that landscaping that I needed, but really and only wanted to build me a deck. He was a general contractor, and I never got either one of them. So I had to tear down the deck and start from scratch. And that's how business owners feel all the time.
Yeah, it's a good way to compare it. Definitely, I said it's a good way to compare it. You know, it's interesting because I think I was talking with, and I could kind of relate this. There was a fellow that I found on Craigslist recently. He wanted help selling a website. It was doing fairly well for some local search terms and not really high traffic keywords, but some that would probably help this particular company. It was a fencing company in Austin, Texas, to try to sell some of their stuff. And I just thought it was interesting. The same fellow said to me that he doesn't like to outsource any of his work, and he was actually getting too much work from all of this website, referrals, leads that were coming in from people calling the phone number on this site that he picked up, as a secondary site to bring in more work. And he didn't like to use contractors because they don't do, he didn't trust them to do this work. It's like you're hiring somebody that you don't know, you don't really have that relationship with them. So you're not really going to get the same results as if it's a guy that you know on your own team and that you're more in control of.
That's true.
So
so local SEO is back into your perspective. We have we have the ability to educate people, because I think that's what a partnership and relationship with the owner of a website really in an end of things is the where the buck stops. Owners of websites and owners of businesses are their number one. They are the number one salesman of any company. They always are. That's why they stay in business. And I truly get with somebody who says, we want just to outsource. We don't want to learn any of this. We want you to get us the reviews.
True.
We want you to focus. And so those really aren't the ideal client, and they'll never get to the top at that attitude. the client that will say, wow, I want to be able to do this on my own because I understand how, you know, and SEO game kind of came about that way because I knew that I had a game to play with the search engine. It wasn't Google at the time. When I started in 1995, Google wasn't around, but the principle was still the same. There was a game involved. People called it SEO games with an S, and that I had to change because I said, I don't play games with people's livelihood because there are a lot of, you know, a business owner, that is their livelihood. And would you trust if you were a dentist and you had, and now all of a sudden you have bad reviews and you had never a ghost of a chance to take your domain ever to the first page of Google because the guy that you trusted out in India just screwed it up or something. So, you know, something could happen like that. And, you know, there's gains when you outsource it out, and you have to have full 100% control of everything that you do. And that's a neat thing that I like to share when I send a monthly report with all the links that we build. It's different from what they're used to, because what they're used to is, here's a long list of things that we did, but if you stop using our services, we're going to turn it all off. We're button pushers. We can turn it on, and you go to a website like Ahrefs or some place like that, where you can actually see ups and downs of their SEO, and they're wondering, well, why am I not on the first page of Google anymore? Well, have you seen what your SEO company is doing? It's 12 o'clock. Do you know where your SEO company is right now? You know, yeah. They're out there, you know, doing all sorts of things and while you sleep. And and the Ahrefs can prove it, that, well, why am I not ranked anymore? Well, they were never focused on their game plan, and they either A, just didn't want to get involved, or they just been told that this company would take care of them. And I really want people to be educated and basically have an interest where they are the owner. They're in the driver's seat. So if I'm picky about the client I'm going to choose, it's because the client themselves also has to want to have, they have to visualize it, they want to want it. And usually that's the client that gets that.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it makes total sense. You know, in my full-time, my 9-to-5 job, I do tech support, and I'm kind of in this world where I'm trying to guide people through every day and show them what's wrong or what I did to solve a problem. But I can't tell you how many times that so many people just want to literally like get off the phone and have me fix the problem. They don't even want to be involved. And it kind of stinks because, you know, if they took the time to learn that, then they might not have to come calling me every time that they need help, you know, and they could start doing it themselves and learning how to handle it. And some of these people, like, they just, some of it comes down to like maybe confidence sometimes, but in a lot of cases, there's a lot of people out there that just, they really aren't willing to take that time to learn these things when they're, some of them are so simple, you know?
Oh, I agree. I get the calls from Google AdWords all the time, and I don't want to take the time. I just go, can you guys just do it? Because I got clients that are tied to Google AdWords and they want me to help them with that. And they're little things, but those AdWords people call all the time and they're so, I envy your job. You have a difficult job. I get from the receiving end all the time and you just handle that. And you want them to have that knowledge base a little bit and you want to educate them. I want it so badly because I want them to be on the first page of Google, and it's a relationship. They have to visualize it. Now, they don't always have to do anything. Business owners are business owners. They're business owners because they know how to take control of the people that they have, and they hire the best people around them. And so maybe it is a little bit of do it all and get it there, and that's perfectly fine. That's perfectly fine. But then when they call me 90 days later and their keyword are ranking as good as they want it to because they feel like it could be, you know, everybody always can get more, everybody always wants more keywords. They always want more higher rankings, even if they're at the top. And I just tell them, let's talk about this. Oh, I'm too busy. So those are the kind that can't ever get help. But the kinds that are saying, I'll do what I need to do, explain this again, and hopefully we'll get it that time.
Sure. So now I did want to ask too, you know, like in terms of like some of the next steps, you know, that you may take, that you might take for some of these clients, or that you could kind of give to people to take action with their results. You know, now at this point, they've got people leaving them reviews. They got their schema markup going, the rich tech stuff, and they're in local search. Like, what are some of the next things they might do? I mean, are you doing any link building? Like, what are some of the other tactics that you might be focusing on?
Well, on my side, I have to focus on rankings or I don't, you know, receive results.
Sure.
And I don't ever expect that the rich snippet, the picture, ever to come up. It takes time. If they've never had it, it still takes time. You can check to see if it's a bit, I mean, there's, Google has tools to check and you can see, and that really helps. So on the link building strategy that I have focused on, I focus on all their other properties that they own, their assets, their social media sites that they're not totally taking advantage of. I do indirect link building, which is different from what most direct link builders do. People who work as an SEO and they call all their work that they do on a website, they'll call that SEO, but they'll never be accountable to the rankings. They'll just say, oh, we're just going to make your website more search engine friendly. I'm not referring to much of that, although I do, you know, appreciate people putting content on their website and focusing on really good areas to improve rankings. That's a content is still always going to be king for Google. But on the link building side, I can't always control the content. There are companies that are SEO and that 99% of their business is about content, content, content. And I'm about no excuses. So I have to focus on everything that I'll take the website as is. Just like when I went to the prom, I took the date I took and that was a dance. So, you know, she got all the dances. And, I hope that that site's going to make a difference because my livelihood's on that. And so the link building strategy has to be sound and it has to be explained and it has to be compliant. And so I do indirect link building, and indirect link building allows the results to happen by focusing on the PR structure, page rank, by focusing on the Web 2.0 properties and doing that little push on those properties by social bookmarking those properties, not the website. If I can improve the page rank around the main website, I think of it as a web. And spiders usually build webs from the outside all the way to the circle, but I do it from the outside or the inside out. I start with the circle, which is the website.
Sure.
And I start building, I see the first circle, which are, you have a LinkedIn profile, Twitter profile. So all these profiles, and if I can boost up those page ranks on those Web 2.0 asset sites, the social media sites, the YouTube channel, the WordPress blog that I set up for them, all these, then they might already have a whole bunch of them already set up. I'll use what's already out there to boost up the direct linking of those sites, which affect the rankings. And I know how to do that. And that's been effective for 10 years. So I'm almost, I don't have a bad reputation in my model, meaning you can't Google my name or company and find bad reputation because I can't get penalized if I'm doing it with promoting and doing direct links to anything but the homepage. Google likes to penalize websites if you're over-optimizing, trying too hard is what they're saying, you know. But I have an indirect link building strategy that doesn't hurt.
So, I mean, I guess just based on this point, it sounds like you focus a lot on the Web 2.0 links. You know, let's say you set up the standard WordPress, the free blog, I'm assuming is what you're doing. What kinds of content, you know, let's say I'm a dentist, like what kinds of content would you put on this WordPress 2.0, aka free blog?
Yes, or a YouTube channel and creating these ghetto videos and throwing them up there and all that other stuff. Well, first of all, they get all the usernames and passwords to those.
Yeah.
And I just take content from their website and spin it and put it on there.
Oh, okay. That's so you're doing a lot. So you're just spinning existing content and then putting in, obviously, for anyone who doesn't know, spinning is basically just taking an article, rewriting it, and then swapping out, what is it?
And it's their content, and nothing is ever added. So they look at it and go, that's my content. At least, you know, they'll see a profile name and they'll wonder, who's this Veronica?
Yeah.
So Veronica helps me out, helps them out, and they're happy because their rankings, but they have access, full access to everything there. Now with those sites, I can list them to deep link directories, and I can list them to social bookmarking sites, and I can also do what I can do with those properties, and I can boost up those rankings on the PageRank, which is still being used today, and that helps. The higher PageRank, more of these assets that you have that are high PageRank, and you're boosting up their PageRank on those. If those, so you get more readership, more subscribers. And so I'm basically focusing on a strategy that's also submitting them into the directories. I use a system for over a decade. Are you familiar with the Vile Silencer form? I've been a long-term Pew member. Vile Silencer is a group where it's peer review. I'm an SEO, so I go there to get peer review on the types of links I'm building. And there's a list, and we rate directories, so we know exactly what's the hottest directory to list into right now. We try and stay out of the spammy ones, and we try and stay out of the bad networks, and we're always shifting and cleaning up our links. And that's another key about the links that you build. Naked links are king versus anchor text links. And we're talking about an anchor text link would be having like a keyword that looks sort of unnatural, because that's not how normal people will talk about you with, hey, you cosmetic dentistry in San Diego, California. I'm looking to talk to you. You know, that's unnatural. But that was the old way to do things. So we have to do naked links, where a naked link is, hey, you know, hey, John, you know, hey, Fairbanks Dentistry in San Diego, or something just as easy, you know, as that. Change it to the name or the domain name, and fixing those. And a lot of times my clients come to me, generally 80% of my clients come to me burned from SEO services in the past, and they have a whole bunch of links that are just the old way of doing things, and that's why they're penalized or slapped down. And I can find a way to quickly sort those links out and get them back to, without even having access to those sites. I can sort links out and get them back ranking without even having to do one link build at all, by just sorting out what's already existing. You know, some people come with this really bad list of links that are, and that's why their rankings are really poor. And I can sort that out pretty quickly. And that's what's fun too.
No,
client's going to love to get back 80% of their keywords restored and not have anyone doing any link building to do it. They just sorted it out and gave them a free offer like I do, like 30 days.
Yeah.
And you get them on the retainer model.
Yeah. Now, are you using a tool for any of these tasks, or is this a lot of it like, you know, I mean, I know that you mentioned the site Ahrefs earlier, which is obviously like that's a backlink search tool. People can see what backlinks are pointing to a particular website. Are you just sorting using that like a premium version of that to kind of figure out what's what?
Yeah, there's premium versions of that. That's all very helpful. All the Google, anything. Yeah, there's a lot of tools out there that will just find the links and it will tell me the story before I start any account. Ahrefs is really a great indication of just, it gets me right there what I need to do. There's a lot of things that I do that's just more or less involved with making sure that there's a balance in their linking structure, and making sure that sometimes if the site's really bad, then I have to use more tools.
Sure.
So I use FiberGigs to help remove, you know, if they're really penalized. Just today I ran into one that had all number one rankings in Bing and zero rankings in Google.
Huh.
And he sells these machines, Cummins machine. I can't even go into what it was about. It was just these magnetic machines, and it did something. But no ranking. It was probably a low tech type keyword because I had never heard of it before. But he cares about it. It's his livelihood, and he got a little aggressive with the machines. There are too many tools out there that will harm and hurt websites. They're great for reporting and gathering information, and I use them all. But I don't use them to do anything to hurt anyone's life. With any automated tools at all.
Sure, sure. So a lot of it, I mean, in some sense that, you know, you're using existing content, which I know can be like a little bit on the, I don't know, I guess you could maybe call it like more of a gray hat side when you're doing spun stuff. But I mean, in a way, it's not like you're really, you're using existing stuff and then you're just using that as a way to back, you know, create backlinks with existing content.
No backlinks. It's all Web 2.0 properties. And the last client, well, most of my clients are other digital marketing firms that I do in white label and private label for, which means I do everything that I can behind the scenes to make them look good. And sure. So I manage a lot of accounts for them. And a previous gig I had was a company that was sometimes giving me 10 websites to turn around in a week. And then I'd stack them all up and I'd get only certain, like maybe about 50 or 100 of them. And what we do is turn them around. And then not all of them would turn around, but this was a very large agency I worked for. And for 3 years I had that gig until they finally took it all in house. But I go into that strategy because the strategy I have in private label and white label, it's really neat to be able to explain to those guys are really particular about the links that I build. And so this last company that does pay PLA ads and pay-per-click, their PPC company in St. Louis. They also help people get their reputation back, a reputation company, very profitable company, and handle very big accounts that are in the 10,000 a month type of a range. And they're very good at what they do. And it's a real honor to work for companies like that. But, you know, when they have to send a link building report to their clients, every client that they work with have IT departments. You better believe their IT people have gone to these seminars, and it's very, very particular about what links. And so I have to be 100% accountable and transparent to every link I build. And those reports are really nice to come in that they could say, wow, that looks like a squeaky clean list of stuff. And I'm glad this can't hurt us. Well, as far as we know, Google's always going to try and find a way to, do a twist here and there. Anytime a good update happens, I've got clients that don't have this 100% squeaky clean list of links, you know. So there's always going to be I find every update that Google has, usually there's the same clients that just as you got them all back on the first page of Google and you did it the right way, there's still those that old habit or two that they have. Maybe they're hiring somebody else on the side. Maybe we never could clean them up like we thought we did. And those are the clients that just go right back. But, you know, they're the ones who say, I know, I got to do it again. And we get them right back. And I've had some good clients like that that just kind of it makes me nervous with those updates. Believe me, I've dealt with them. But the neat thing is owning your own – if you have your own list, and you know how to link sort it based on what's new. Every big update, last update we had that really affected the SEO industry was this Penguin 2.1, which is on October 4th. And that really changed the goal for local. So we started off talking about local SEO. That was the update that really hit all those lawyers and all those plastic surgeons who have all those resources to buy hundreds of domains for their company. They're useless now.
Yeah, because of the flash update. People were doing a lot of that stuff. I mean, I know in some ways that using a lot of like authoritative domains can be pretty powerful, but obviously using the wrong way, it's not going to help you out a lot.
Yeah, you can trick them so far. They're going to what I noticed, I believe, I have a theory about Panda and Penguin, which and Hummingbird, if you want to talk about that. But I have a theory about these big updates at Google and why they did them. It's because when I started attending conferences with search engine optimization in 1999, my first one, and then 2000, 2001, 2002, and I lived in San Francisco, and I was going to these all the time. I loved going. But the people who were the panel speakers then, which are still the same panel speakers, and then they have their proteges going around as well.
Yeah.
Those people have somewhat of an in with the Google execs, in my opinion. Hmm. And to them, their livelihood is about not doing any of the hard work. They're about speaking and saying, how much power and more control I have with the Google exec. And I know because I can call him, and that they love to throw that out all the time. Well, I truly believe that their livelihood is to train SEO companies about being compliant with SEO. And I truly believe those updates came from those people who have a livelihood and wanted to increase it, just like lawyers want to ambulance chase and make an industry for themselves.
Sure.
Personal injury. I really believe because they don't do any work. They just speak and talk and read and have the inside meetings, and their livelihood is about training other SEO companies to be more compliant. So you betcha they're gonna wanna, you know, tell like be the rats.
Yeah,
you know, be the snitches on what Google SEO companies are doing. So they're always looking for like a video like this to figure this out and then find a way, and then, you know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if I'm banned now. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you never know. You know, the things are changing all the time, so it's all staying within whatever they think is the right way to do things, you know.
Right, and they're consultants, and they want to consult. And if they have nothing more to consult, they don't have a business, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're good at doing things. I love listening to – I belong to, in my own Salt Lake City area, a network of search engine marketers that we meet twice a month, and our membership's about 200 people. And we meet at the Adobe building in Salt Lake City, and it's just this marvelous facility. And we pack the room with search engine marketers. And that's my kind of association. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like it going from like one table to the other, because my job is to turn my competition into my client. And I have a solution for you because I can make you look good. Because chances are, when you've got your own company and you're an SEO firm, or you've got your own team, sometimes you're just taking that collective and linear thought, and all the time just collecting from your own experts, and you're getting the wrong. You never really are looking out, because they've got the old ho-hum attitude about how to, you know, that's nice, but my experts are telling me to do this.
Right.
And sometimes the experts really don't, you know, just doing the same thing over and over and over, and they're expecting to get the same results. And we know the definition of that is something.
It's so hard, like the whole industry in itself, it's just everybody's got their own way of doing things, you know, and helping people, and really no one really knows. It's all kind of
no one does. Don't know. I don't know. I was hoping you would ask me some questions that I could say I don't know, but you haven't. Too hard on me.
No, I think this is all good. I figure we could probably wrap things up. I know we've shared a lot. I'm actually pretty tired myself. It's almost 11 o'clock here, so
thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate being on your show.
Yeah, no problem. I'll let you know when it's posted. And thanks for coming on and sharing some stuff about local SEO. I haven't had anybody really talk about that, so I think hopefully my audience will find this one useful.
All right. Well, John, and again, your thumbs up, man. You know,
thanks.
And you work hard, so take care of yourself. And good luck on your job pursuit.
Yep, thanks.
We'll stay linked in, and let me know if I can. You know, here's the attitude I have. If you have anything that you think that I could benefit your show and I can pay another gig, I'll do it. If you think it's going to, if you have something that you ever thought, I'll do any extra or anything that you need me to do. I'm pretty quick at adding. I just take your lead a lot of it. I don't know exactly.
I've got some ideas up my sleeve for like current maybe some future stuff for like creating courses based around different topics, but it's all kind of in the works. So
okay, fair enough. All right, sir, you taught me a lot today.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye bye.